Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. What was your first take from this press conference from Donald Trump following the meeting between himself and Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, look, I think it actually played out pretty much as we might have predicted. You mentioned the really strong reaction that's coming, particularly out of the US, in response to that press conference. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, went so far as to call it treasonous. But I think it's really interesting, this expectation that Trump would all of a sudden turn around and say, yes, Russia interfered in our election, was entirely unrealistic. Trump is not going to say that. He can't say that, because that would be effectively admitting that his election was even a little bit illegitimate, which he's just never going to do. So I think in that sense, it played out very much as we thought it would.
Surely Vladimir Putin must be grinning like the cat that ate the canary. I mean, he ate the canary and then he's getting, praised for being told what a good cat he is.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good way of putting it. This whole week has really worked in Putin's favour. I think Trump's, destabilisation of NATO and creating such a kind of spectacle works in Putin's favour as he sees it. And also Trump saying basically that he really admires Putin and he believes him against his own intelligence agencies, I think really works in Putin's favour. It's in Putin's interest, I think, he wants to have a powerful Russian Federation and to assert Russia on a world stage. And with the US in such disarray, that can only really work in his favour.
Just looping back to something you did mention there before, Emma, I mean, this was not an unexpected outcome. As you say, Donald Trump is not going to do anything to destabilise his own presidency, delegitimise his win in 2016. So it wasn't necessarily a surprising outcome from him. But do you still see quite a large amount of significance in this meeting between the two leaders, and the fact that it has turned around and gone this way with the US president defending his Russian counterpart?
Look, I think that kind of remains to be seen, because like a lot of Donald Trump's foreign policy proclamations, what we need to be on the lookout for is follow through. So like with NATO, when he comes out and says everything's changed and I've had this big victory, what we need to watch out for is what actually happens. So while the summit is very significant, and see what Trump says is very serious, we need to watch out for what actually happens. So are there any actual, to use a foreign policy word, are there any actual deliverables out of this summit? And so far, at least, I can't see any, other than confirmation that there's not going to be any action coming from this administration around Russian interference in the American electoral process.
So taking a slightly different tact on this one, taking a slightly different issue, you yourself are coming from the European Union Centre. Now, from this meeting, we might not expect any sort of real talk on Russian interference in the American election process, as you say there. What about Donald Trump's actions, though, on NATO and around the European Union right now? He's been very aggressive against them, and you would have to say that's exactly the position that Russia wants him to take as well.
I think you're right. I think, again, it really suits Russia and Putin in particular to see NATO destabilised. Since the establishment of NATO in 1949, Russia has seen NATO as a belligerent threat, and indeed that's what it was set up to do. It was set up to contain Russia. So from that perspective, it works in favour of Putin and Russia. But from the European perspective, I think it raises very serious concerns about the stability of the NATO pact. Particularly from the UK's perspective, in the face of Brexit negotiations and potentially the UK leaving the European Common Security and Defence Policy, so that extra kind of security blanket, NATO becomes extra important. And so that's why we saw Theresa May pushing Trump quite hard to talk to Putin about the extrajudicial poisoning of people in the UK, and some real disappointment, I think, from the UK that he didn't act on that or didn't say anything. Disappointment, but not surprise. So it is really concerning, I think, from the point of European allies. But again, I think you need to watch out for what's happening kind of below that, the level of that head of state diplomacy, and see whether anything's actually changed. And I think what we see from both the French and German heads of state is that they are basically continuing as normal and not actually expecting, yet at least, substantive policy change from the Trump administration.
Just mentioning the Germans there, I mean, this kind of harkens back to a certain time in, not so long ago history, where the Germans were testing their power a little bit and would take a little bit of a step. The European powers really didn't take much action on them. They would take a little bit of a step further and see what happened, and the European powers didn't really do anything. And then all of a sudden, we're sort of caught in World War II. The Russians seem to be taking similar steps right now, where they push a little bit further and a little bit further and see what they can get away with. Just how dangerous a time is it for Europe right now?
Look, I guess I'd be cautious about saying, you know, we're on the brink of another world war, because I don't think that's the case. But I do think that the unpredictability of Trump is something to be really concerned about, and something that European leaders are very concerned about, especially because those personal relationships. So you mentioned the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She and Trump have not a friendly relationship, to put it lightly. And so that is a real concern. But as for, I mean, I think you're right that Putin and the Russians are kind of testing the waters. But I don't, I mean, I hope it's not in anyone's interest to pursue any kind of all-out conflict. And it's certainly not in the United States' interest. So even with Trump's unpredictability, I think the broader administration and the foreign policy establishment in the State Department, for example, would be very resistant to that. But, I mean, having said that, you know, Trump has shown a willingness to use force when it suits him in places like Syria. So I guess my answer is yes, it's concerning, but I don't think we need to be afraid of a third world war.
Well, that is certainly one of the confusing inconsistencies are in the Trump presidency.
One of the many.
Absolutely. Just as a final point, you mentioned the State Department there, and obviously we've got various other departments and intelligence agencies within the American system of government. What do you feel I should actually be doing now? I mean, we've seen such an outcry from both sides of the fence in regards to Trump's comments on Russia. What do you feel they should be actually doing now if they've basically got a president who doesn't really seem to care? This election interference is likely to continue going forward, and your president just doesn't want to face it.
Yeah, look, I think that's right, and I think there's no indication that the Republican Party or the Trump administration will do anything to stop Russian interference in, for example, the midterm elections. And look, that's partly because it suits them. If it did happen, and I think we can assume that it did, it worked in favour of Republicans, so I don't think they're necessarily going to do anything about it. But there are a number of things that can be done, and it seems like the State Department and the intelligence agencies are kind of taking their own steps. And look, Congress can also take steps. They can legislate to, for example, to sanction Russia, which they have done in the past, but that requires, again, bipartisan agreement. And as much as you said, we're getting these Republicans coming out and condemning Trump's actions, we've seen them do that before and then continue on supporting the Trump agenda when it comes to actual votes on actual legislation. So I guess I'm not convinced at all that much will be done to try and guard against further Russian interference in especially the midterms coming up soon.
Emma, absolute pleasure to get you on the program. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.